November 20, 1929. How peace is the fragrance, the air, the breath of Jesus. How the works of God are all ordered. How he does minor things first, and then greater things. Example of creation and redemption. I was concerned about this blessed printing of the divine will, and at any cost I would have wanted to prevent some other things that regarded me, and many other things that my beloved Jesus told me, from being printed. I feel a nail driven inside my soul, which embitters me deep into the marrow of my bones. So, I was thinking to myself, blessed Jesus could have spoken of his adorable will first, and then of all the rest. In this way he would have spared me this sorrow that pierces me so much. But while I was pouring out my bitternesses, my always lovable Jesus, all goodness, clasped me in his arms and told me, my daughter, courage, do not lose peace. Peace is my fragrance, my air, it is the effect that my breath produces. So, in a soul in whom there is no peace, I do not feel I am in my royal palace, I feel uncomfortable. My very divine will, which is peace by nature, finds itself like the sun when clouds advance against the light and prevent the sun from shining in its fullness over the earth. It can be said that when a soul is not all peace, whatever the circumstances might be, it is like a rainy day for her, and the sun of my will feels as though hindered from communicating to her its life, its heat, its light. Therefore, calm yourself, and don't form for me clouds in your soul, they hurt me, and I cannot say, I am in this creature with perennial peace, with my joys, and with my light of my celestial fatherland. Now, daughter of my volition, you must know that I am order, and therefore all of my works are ordered. Look at how ordered is creation. The purpose of creation was man, yet I did not create man as first. Had I done it, I would not have been orderly. Where to put this man? Where to place him? Without the sun that would illuminate him, without the pavilion of the heavens that would function as room for him, without plants that would nourish him, everything was disorder, and my phytrae ordered and created everything. And after it formed the most beautiful dwelling, it created man. Does the order of your Jesus not show in this? Now, for you also I was to maintain order, and even though our primary purpose was to make known to you our divine will, that it might reign in you like king in his royal palace, and as it would give you its divine lessons, you might be the herald in making it known to others, yet, like in creation, it was necessary to prepare the heaven of your soul, studding it with stars through the many sayings of the beautiful virtues which I manifested to you. I had to descend to the low level of your human will in order to empty it, purify it, embellish it, and reorder it in everything. It can be said that those were many sorts of creations that I was doing in you. I was to make the ancient disordered earth of your human will disappear in order to call back the order of the divine fiat in the depth of your interior, which, making the ancient earth of your whole being disappear, would make heavens, suns, seas of surprising truths rise again with its creative strength. And you know how all this was matured through the cross, through segregating you from everything, making you live on earth as if it were not earth for you, but heaven, keeping you always absorbed, either with me, or in the sun of my divine fiat. Therefore, everything I have done in you has been nothing other than the order which was needed in order to give you the great gift of my divine will, as it was given to the first man at the beginning of his creation. And this is why there were so many preparations, because they were to serve that man who was to possess the great gift of our will as his beloved inheritance, symbol of the great preparations made in your soul. Therefore, adore my dispositions and thank me by being faithful to me. Another example is my redemption, and how it is necessary to do secondary works in order to obtain the intent of forming the primary works of a goal we have set. My descent upon earth, taking on human flesh, was precisely this: to lift up humanity again and give to my divine will the rights to reign in this humanity, because by reigning in my humanity, the rights of both sides, human and divine, were placed in force again. Yet, It can be said that I said nothing about it, or just a few words, making it understood that I had come into the world only to do the will of the Celestial Father, so as to make its great importance be comprehended. And in another circumstance I said, those who do the will of my Father are my mother, my sisters, and belong to me. As for the rest, I kept silent, while the purpose was precisely this, of constituting the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures. In fact, it was right that I not only was to place creatures in safety, but I also was to place my divine will in safety, by giving back to it its rights over all flesh, as I had given it over mine. Otherwise, there would have been a disorder in the work of redemption. How could I come to place creatures in safety, and let our divine rights, those of our fiat, go to rack and ruin? This could not be. But even though the first purpose was to balance all the accounts of my divine will, as celestial doctor I complied with giving medicines, remedies, I spoke about forgiveness, about detachment, I instituted sacraments, I suffered atrocious pains, even unto death. It can be said that this was the new creation I prepared so that creatures might receive my divine will as king in the midst of his people, in order to let it reign. So I have done with you. First I prepared you, I spoke to you about crosses, about virtues, about love, to dispose you to listen to the lessons of my fiat, so that, by knowing it, you would love it, and feeling within yourself the great good of its life, you would want to give its life to all, making it known, loved, and letting it reign.